this table is all right.
Oh, it's fine.
It seems a cheery sort of place.
Yeah. It's got a nice atmosphere.
I like those rugs on the wall. Most colourful.
Yeah, they're doing good business, too. Especially for Monday evening.
Yes, of course, you'd view it all with a professional eye.
Oh, no. No, tonight I'm going to forget all about work. Just sit back and enjoy being waited on for a change.
You do that.
Oh, this is a real treat for me, Mr. Underdone.
George, we'd agree.
Sorry, yes, George.
This is a real treat for me, too. Since Kath passed on, I haven't had much of a social life. I had hoped with Shirley and Cliff under the same roof, there'd be some get-togethers, but somehow... Can't force these things.
Well, I expect they're both busy studying.
I dare say.
Yes.
Although they seem to find time to entertain that friend of theirs. Morris, is it? He's always down there.
Oh, that's the dour-looking Scotsman.
Well, they obviously find him better company than me. I suppose I expect too much. Why should they bother with their stepfather?
Well, you've done a lot for them.
Oh, it isn't gratitude one wants. It's just feeling you belong. One thing I regret about not having married, earlier I mean, is that I have no children. When I married Kath, one of the many bonuses was having Shirley as a daughter. I hope we'll be close.
You'd have made a good father.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You remind me a bit of mine, actually.
Do I?
Yes, in a way.
What's he like?
He's a very gentle man.
You don't go home very often, do you?
Oh, I went down at Christmas. It was a bit of a disaster.
Oh, why was that?
Well, it was soon after I was attacked. I was still feeling dreadful. I was going to tell them all about it, but when I got there, it was all so jolly and Christmassy that I couldn't. I knew how upset they'd be.
Any parent would.
But somehow the fact that I didn't tell them has created this kind of, oh, I don't know, barrier between us.
I can understand that.
It's changed me completely as a person. And yet they don't know anything about it.
Has it really changed you so much?
Oh, I suppose I'm beginning to feel more my old self. Like tonight, I feel almost carefree. Oh, I do love bazooka music, don't you?
Oh, it does set one's feet tapping. Shall we look at the menu?
Right.
Oh, dear. I can't make head and tail of it.
We need Alexis here to advise us.
Hello, Mr. Breyer.
Bloody war.
I called to say hello.
If it isn't the Greek gigolo.
I surprise you, no?
Yes, mate, you do. I don't know, you have the effrontery.
I'm sorry, what is effrontery?
Sheer bloody nerve. And what the hell's that you've got dangling there?
He's a poodle. I exercise him for Zoe.
My God, Alexis, is this what you've come to?
Oh, I thought all you English loved dogs.
Call that a dog? That's a walking powder puff.
He has the fine pedigree.
Oh, he has he? Well, you let him lift his leg on my door and I'll ram this crutch right up it.
Oh, Mr. Breyer, I think you are tired.
What?
Always you shout when you are tired.
I shout when I feel like it.
But you shout more when you are tired.
Listen, you Greek git.
You see, Greek git, bloody wars. I think you are not managing so well without me.
Since when were you concerned about my well-being?
Since I hear that Rob is not doing what I ask him.
I can do without you. I can do without Rob.
Always I have the guilty feeling. I wonder, how is Mr. Breyer?
What's all this then? Your rich old hag got sick of you already?
Oh, no. She is not sick of me. She is very well satisfied.
Yeah, I bet.
Mr. Breyer, I call as a friend.
Friends like you, I can do without.
But how do you bath, Mr. Breyer? How do you dress?
I am quite capable of doing both, thank
but
you.
But it takes you so long. With help, it's easier.
If I need help, I've only to dial the agency and they'll send me someone a darn sight more efficient than you.
Oh,
now, if you don't mind, there's work to do out the back.
Is going well, the freezer lamp?
Fine. Well, it would be if the night staff turned up on time. Girl Rob found is late as usual.
Oh, maybe I stay and help for half an hour.
Oh. And leave that pampered pooch tied up to a lamppost.
Oh, no, I could not do that.
Well, I'm not having him inside this house. Look, shove off back to your lady love, Alexis. Her need is greater than mine.
Yes, always she has the need.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
Alexis.
Here you are, Carol. You're late again.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Pryor.
Well,
I got
for Pete's
up.
Sake, you only live across the road.
The girl who looks after me, Babby, didn't get back till gone 7.
That's your problem, love, not mine. Either you want the job or you don't.
Mmm. These calamari are delicious.
Mmm. So's my stuffed vine leaves. Dol Mardes, is it?
Mm.
I'm glad you suggested it. Left to my own devices, I'd have been far more conservative.
Do you know, the last time I had calamari was in a taverna in Corfu. Mm.
You've been to Greece, then?
Oh, only once. When I first left school.
Mm-hmm.
I went on this package holiday, see, with a girlfriend. Oh, it was fabulous.
Mm. I regret not having travelled more.
Huh?
Yes, there's nothing like travel for broadening your horizons.
Mm. I suppose that's why I wanted to be an air hostess.
Mm-hmm.
Till I realised that all they ever saw was airports.
Yes. Kath and I went to Spain for our honeymoon.
Oh, yes.
Spain, one might say, was the making of me.
Hey, wasn't there some talk about you getting a villa out there or something? Mm,
that's right. We were in the middle of buying a share in one when Kath died. Part of a co-ownership scheme.
Mm.
Just a fortnight each year at the end of September.
So you didn't go ahead with it then? Mm?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I felt Kath would have wanted me to. And it's a very sound investment.
Will you be going out there this summer then?
Oh, I'm not sure. I've got mixed feelings about it.
Oh, George, you must.
Well, if I don't, Shirley and Cliff might like to make use of it. Well, then again, I could always let it for the fortnight.
No, look, no, you must go, George. I mean, your own villa, it'd be marvellous.
Perhaps I will.
Oh, look. Hmm? Two of the waiters are going to dance.
My goodness.
Oh, I expect it'll really hot up later, and the customers will start joining in, too.
Oh, not this one, I'm afraid.
Oh, why not? You know, I can just see you doing your Zorba.
I don't know about that.
Oh, a few more glasses of Retsina and there'd be no holding you. People will be hurling their plates in all directions.
Hurling their plates?
Well, that's what they do in Greece when people dance.
It must be very costly.
George, you're too practical.
Yes.
See, when the Greeks get dancing, they don't think about mundane things like... Like...
What is it, Sophie?
Oh, God, no.
What's the matter?
That man over there.
What? Where?
At the corner table.
Hmm?
It's Mr. Digby. The one who...
That's him?
I'm sorry, but I can't. Do you mind if...
Of course not. Let's get your coat. We'll leave at once.
Got all that stuff in the containers, have you, Caroline?
Oh, yeah, just clearing up.
Mm-hmm. Chef gone for his break, I suppose.
Yeah.
Why aren't you taking yours?
Oh, I thought I'd make up for the time I lost earlier.
Oh. Yes, well, I reckon I was a bit hard on you then. I'd just about had a belly full of Alexis.
Oh, you were right.
Oh, you're a good worker. I'll be sorry to lose you.
I'd be sorry to go.
I'd take 5 minutes if I was you. Fix yourself a coffee. You look whacked.
I'm all right.
You're not working in the day too, are you?
I haven't got another job, if that's what you mean. I look after this other girl's kid along with me own.
She's the one who looks after yours nights?
Yeah. We've got this kind of rota.
But it's not working out.
Mm, not really. It'd be all right if they were both like moonshine.
Like who?
Moonshine. Your baby.
Oh.
But Sam just never lets up. The smallest thing sets him off.
Oh, you've got the raw end of the deal, then.
Oh, it's not his fault, poor little thing. They say he's hyperactive. But he sets everyone else on edge, too, even Moonshine. And she's such an easy baby. You can take her anywhere. You know, before I had him to look after, we'd go all over the place daytimes, visiting friends and that.
Uh-huh.
But you'd try taking Sammy on the tube.
So you don't get out much now?
Only weekends. We went over to see me brother Vince on Saturday. She was good as gold all day.
Oh, your brother lived over the road too.
He did. He's moved on.
Oh.
Got this job out at Dagenham. It's only temporary. I don't think he'll be back though. It was the same with Rog, the other guy we shared with. He couldn't be doing with Sam either.
Yeah. It sounds like young Sam could be God's gift to the housing people. How to get rid of squatters without sending in the bailiffs, eh? So, you're going to have to make some other arrangements, aren't you?
Oh, I don't want to let Debbie down.
Well, she doesn't seem to mind about letting you down.
She's got a really good job on the Herald. It matters to her.
Well, then let her pay someone else to look after him. Look, I know your sort, Carol. For 2 pins, you'll let everyone walk all over you. Why not think about number 1 for a change?
I don't think your mind's on the job tonight, Alexis.
Oh, yes, it is, Zoe.
Well, you're certainly not in your usual form.
Oh, I am tired.
Tired?
Zoe, I can't help it.
Well, perhaps you exhausted yourself walking Monty round the block. Or did you take him further today, perhaps?
Today we got twice round the block.
I thought you were rather a long time. Well, in future, save your energy for me, would you, darling? It's important to get our priorities right.
Yes.
And you know how I hate being left on my own, don't you?
Yes. You like a cigarette, maybe?
In the absence of anything better.
I light it for you.
I must say, that was a very nice cigarette case I bought you.
Oh, yes, I like it very much.
What was that other gadget I said I might get you?
Ah, the digital watch.
That's right.
The one with 34 different functions.
Perhaps I should buy one for myself.
It has 5 alarms, dual time, countdown, chronograph.
Sounds highly diverting.
It is also waterproof, shatterproof.
And foolproof, I hope.
Oh, yes, he's everything proof. He's a very good watch.
Well, if you're a good boy and keep Zay happy, maybe she'll buy it for you.
Here, Sophie, a nice cup of tea.
Thank you.
Still feeling a bit shaky?
Yeah, just a bit.
Here, I'll put it down for you.
Oh, George, I'm sorry.
No need to apologize.
I ruined the whole evening.
It's that creature who ruined it for us, not you.
I overreacted. I know I did.
It was only natural.
He'd hardly attack me again in the middle of a restaurant. It was obviously just coincidence, him being there.
Well, coincidence or not, I don't know how he has the face to appear in public.
It's the thing I've always dreaded, seeing him again.
What all I could do to stop myself going over there and giving him a good thrashing. 2 pins over there.
Just wanted to get out of the place.
Imagine them allowing him bail after something like that. It's scandalous.
Oh, it's the worst part. Knowing he's walking around all the time. Oh, thank goodness you were with me this evening.
I'm glad I was too. The sooner that brute's brought to trial and put behind bars, the better.
If he is.
Well, the police must know he's guilty or they wouldn't have pressed charges.
He could still get off. It's his word against mine. He claims I led him on.
What?
That I wanted him to do it.
Oh, sir.
I mean, by the time the defense have got me in the witness box and made me out to be a lying little tart.
Well, anyone can see you're not that.
And Digby doesn't exactly look like one's idea of a rapist, does he? Well, you were surprised, weren't you?
I must admit.
You see? They might easily believe his story. Oh, I wish to God I'd let it drop now.
No.
I mean, seeing him like that tonight brought it all back. Thought of going through it all again.
That's all right.
Debbie, you back?
God, is it 2 o'clock already?
I saw the light still on. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, can't it wait till morning?
Well, there won't be time in the morning. You know what a rush you're always in.
What is it?
Well, it's about our arrangement. I'm sorry, Debbie, but I can't go on any longer. It's just not working.
Suppose you copped it for being late this evening.
It's not just that. I can't cope with both of them. Not all day. I'm good for nothing by the time I get over there.
Why not give up the job at the freezer plant? I could pay you what they do for looking after Sam.
It suits me. I get my days free. Look, I want to be able to work on my beads again and take moonshine around like I used to. I can't with Sam.
So what am I supposed to do?
Well, perhaps there's a place in the nursery by now.
Oh, somehow.
Or maybe you could find a good baby minder.
By tomorrow?
I'll give you time to look.
Well, don't expect me to look after moonshine nights.
It's all right. I can always take her over there with me if it comes to that. She's no trouble. That's what I mean with Sam, you're tied.
Don't I know it.
Go on, call me a cow.
What good will that do?